This is Akashvani Shillong, the Northeast News Bulletin, read by Rahul Chatterjee. Prime Minister Modi addressed the 114th edition of Mann Ki Baat on Akashvani yesterday. Speaking during his monthly broadcast, the Prime Minister said, India has become a manufacturing powerhouse due to the Make in India initiative. He said, the poor, the middle class and the MSMEs are getting benefit from this campaign, and it has provided an opportunity of people of every class to showcase their talent, and the government is focusing on quality of products and pitching for vocal for local. The Prime Minister also highlighted the success of Swachh Bharat Mission, which is going to complete 10 years on the 2nd of next month, and urged people to take part in the cleanliness campaign. He also encouraged people to participate in the mega plantation drive, Ek Per Maa Ke Naam campaign, and stressed on the importance of water conservation. The Prime Minister appreciated the people associated with Akashvani, Doordarshan and Prasar Bharati, saying, with their tireless efforts, Mann Ki Baat has reached this important milestone. In Meghalaya, tourism organizations, including tour operators, have unanimously resolved to maintain a peaceful atmosphere in the state for the benefit of all tourism stakeholders and visitors. The decision was taken during a meeting convened by the Tour Operators Association of Meghalaya and attended by 11 tourism organizations, including tourist taxi associations, at the State Convention Center in Shillong. The discussion focused on issues faced by tourist taxi drivers, particularly concerns raised by the All Khasi Meghalaya Tourist Taxi Association on ferrying of visitors to various tourist destinations in the state. They reaffirmed their commitment to ensure safety and security of tourists who are visiting the state. North Sikkim has experienced its first snowfall of the season, much earlier than expected, alongside heavy rains that have triggered multiple landslides in several areas. The India Meteorological Department has issued a red alert, predicting heavy to very heavy rainfall over the next 2 days. In the past 24 hours, Sikkim received 102 millimeters of rainfall, with Mangan, Soteng and Gyalsing districts being the worst affected. The unexpected snowfall and landslides have severely disrupted socio-economic activities and made road travel hazardous. In response, the Border Roads Organization has mobilized machinery and manpower to clear strategic roads in North Sikkim, particularly in Lachen and Lachung valleys. Despite freezing temperatures, low oxygen levels, high winds and blizzards, BRO workers remain steadfast in their efforts to keep the roads open, ensuring movement of people and supplies. Their resilience and determination have been crucial in maintaining access despite the challenging conditions. In a major crackdown against drug trafficking, police of East Agartala, in collaboration with the College Tilla Police Outpost, successfully seized marijuana worth 75 lakh rupees, which was being taken to Meghalaya. The Tripura police arrested a truck driver, and during preliminary interrogation, he revealed that he was transporting the consignment to Meghalaya. Meanwhile, Assam Rifles recovered 2,60,000 yaba tablets from General Area Khairpur, worth rupees 52 crores in Tripura. And in football, India will face Bangladesh in the final of the SAF Under-17 2024 Championship at the Changlimithang Stadium in Thimphu, Bhutan today. The match will be played at 5:30 p.m. and it will be streamed live on the Sportsworks YouTube channel. India entered the final after defeating Nepal 4-2 in a high-octane semi-final match last week. India and Bangladesh have met four times in the finals of SAF men's H group tournaments, with India winning thrice. Moreover, India is a five-time champion of SAF Under-17, and in the last edition they defeated Bangladesh 2-0 in the final. And with that, we end the Northeast News Bulletin from Akashvani Shillong. Have a nice day.